can be a mountain when you're feeling valley low. I can be a street.
That was Crowded Table by The Highway Woman, and this is Bitsy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is such an exciting day because I have two wonderful, wonderful guests with me. If I turned on their mics correctly, they should be able to say hi.
Hey.
Yay.
Hey.
I have two radio rebels with me in the studio. Do you want to introduce yourselves? Say who you are.
Sure. Yeah. I'm Phoebe. I'm here.
So true. I'm Biz. I'm also here.
Yay. Biz is visiting. They don't actually go to Tufts.
So true.
The OG Radio Rebel.
The OG, yeah.
Yes. Listen to Joint Custody.
Oh my god.
On Spotify.
So true. I'm the president of my radio firm.
Yeah. No, we have a VIP here in the studio. So we had tech. If you heard a minute of silence at the start of this, I had some technical difficulties. I have a new laptop and it really does not like doing radio shows, I guess. So that was silly. And that wasn't the song that I wanted to start with or that was on the playlist at all, but I really like that song. So bonus song. So let's see, what do we have up next? We have the song that I meant to start with, which is Mr. Fox in the Fields from Fantastic Mr. Fox, which leads me to the theme of this episode is fall. I feel like self-explanatory, and I love that movie and I just rewatched it. And yeah, so we have that, and then we're heading into Biz's portion of the show.
Oh.
Or wait, no, I have, okay, yeah. Well, you'll hear it. Here's Mr. Fox in the field. That was Summer's Over by Jordana and TV Girl. Before that was Mr. Fox in the Fields. That song, it makes sense because summer is over. I feel like that's all I gotta say. Yeah. Next up, we have Witches by Alice Phoebe Liu.
I love this song. I stole it from someone's playlist. So it's a stolen song, but it's very good.
It's like the best way to find music.
Yeah.
And it's stalking people.
It's so fall. Yeah, stalking people on Spotify is way more fun than stalking them on any other social media
platform.
It's
the most revealing.
It truly is.
For real.
If you really want to get to know someone.
I have my like currently playing turned off.
Really? Oh, so people can't see what you're listening to?
Yeah.
I always forget to do that.
No, you know.
You can do like the secret session too. Oh.
I think it's just like permanently turned off on mine.
Oh.
At least I hope it is.
I don't know. I kind of like it. It's like the one girl I have from high school on Spotify. Yeah. Like, she's down bad right now.
Too much information.
No, I love seeing other people's, but I can see other people's, but people can't see mine.
Mm. You're all knowing.
I'm all knowing.
Okay. So this is Witches. Enjoy.
Thank you. Hey. That was My Little Corner of the World by Viola Tango. I love that name. Oh, wait. I'm not used to turning all the mics on. There we go. Yay.
Oh, I just said yay. That was that was taken directly from Gilmore Girls, probably.
I've never seen it.
I forgot this about
the
you.
Shock, the scandal. I know. I watched the first episode one time.
It's so good. How could good.
I know?
How could you? You like you and Phoebe are
so Gilmore Girls.
So Gilmore Girls. How did you even get into Tufts without watching Gilmore Girls?
I know.
You're literally from the Northeast. What? Yeah.
I said I was gonna watch it and then I still haven't. But it's not too late. It's still fall.
It's not too late, but it's a little bit too late because you're like a little too old. Like,
oh, like time wise. Yeah. I watched like, oh no, I get them mixed up. I watched Gossip Girl in like after I graduated high school.
Oh my God. How did you get through?
I just need to know about it.
But I think like Rory's a little insufferable, but when you're in middle school, you don't find her insufferable.
You're like, that's so me.
Because yeah, exactly. You don't know to find her insufferable.
What is the like main, she's in high school?
Take her through college.
Oh wow.
She goes to Yale.
Okay, queen.
And then she drops out of Yale.
Oh.
But then she goes back to Yale.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. Wait, is your mic working?
I don't know.
Wait.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's working. Yeah, I've never seen it. But the song is in the show?
Yeah, and then another one that is probably in the show.
Like, I get dressed every single day, hoping that I look like I could be a character on Gilmore Girls.
You do look like you could be a character on Gilmore Girls today. Absolutely. Took me and Phoebe an hour and a half to get dressed.
Are you talking about that? I was sitting on the couch and it was like
I like ran out and I was like, can I look at your sweaters?
It's just like we're both so I don't know. I think like we both like to express ourselves through our outfits.
Yeah, and no one in my apartment is this frantic. And so I feel like so validated when I come here.
Yes. I feel like it's important. It affects your mood.
It does. But you look just as great as this, and you do it in like 30 seconds.
I was too busy watching How I Met Your Mother. Yeah. I had other priorities. Okay, next up is September Girls by the Bangles.
I love the Bangles.
This loves the Bangles.
I love the Bangles.
I listened to it right before this, and it caught my eye because of the way that girls is spelled. It's G-U-R-L-S.
Yeah.
Girls. And I hope they say it like that in the song.
September girl.
Girls. yeah. There you go. September Girls by the Bangles.
September girls, I don't know why. How can I deny?
That was Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer. A masterpiece of a song.
An absolute banger.
Every time.
Also from Gilmore Girls, I'm sure. Not positive.
But
99% yeah. Sure.
I can guarantee.
I believe it. Incredible. Okay. Next. This is the portion of the show I'm very excited about. I got called into jury duty, and I'm supposed to serve my civic duty this coming Monday, October 23rd, 2023, at 8 a.m. And I have my notice here because I have to call after 3 p.m. the business day before your service date to learn if I must report. So I'm currently calling the number. I guess I'll put it on speaker. I don't really know what it'll say.
You have reached your information line.
Okay.
Superior, please listen to this entire 2-5 message.
Oh.
Jurors scheduled to report for jury service on Monday, October 23rd. The group numbers 1 through 105 must report their schedule. You may be jurors scheduled to report
for
jury service on Monday, October 23rd. With group numbers 1 through 105.
Wait, it's okay. it's numbers 1 to 105. I'm number 200.
No.
So I don't have jury duty.
No.
I guess it's kind of good. I told them that I had jury duty and they were like, you should just get out of it by saying you're a student.
You could also get out of it by saying, like, you could be like, both of my parents are lawyers and I have very strong feelings.
Yeah.
X,
yeah.
Y, and Z.
True. I know. I was just like, I want to go for the drama.
I want to go. Dying to be on jury duty. I was called in Wisconsin, but I couldn't go.
Oh,
it's devastating.
Yeah, I was kind of excited. I wonder if, well, they'll probably find everyone they want.
Did
anyway.
You ever watch that show that was...
Oh, my God.
The fake jury, the...
Yeah, I didn't do... I didn't, but did you
watched
tell
it.
Me about it?
I
also
it.
Had someone tell me about it. It was like, you need to watch it.
It was, yeah, it was maybe me.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
But isn't he, like,
Maddie told me. Shout out if you're listening.
Hi, Maddie.
Hey, number one listener. She's at work. She'll listen out for Dill. Anyway, so wait, you watched it?
Yeah, I watched it. Okay. My mom got called to jury duty.
Wait, I don't know if your mic is on.
Can you not hear me?
No, I can hear you.
I don't know. Sure. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Your mic is on full volume. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Feeling heard now. my mom got called to jury duty when she was 7 months pregnant with me. And
so technically you've been to jury duty.
So technically, I guess.
Did she get on a jury?
I think she got like pretty far through the process, but then she was like, I think I might, it was turned out to be like a very long trial. Oh. And so they were concerned that
she would give birth.
She would give birth. So
that's a fair concern.
The courtroom.
Shout out Bean Mom.
Did she figure out what the case was?
Or
she didn't make it that far. Maybe I'll have better luck next time.
Just don't get pregnant.
Hope not. Okay, next we have Phoebe's Picks.
Oh my gosh, wait. Okay, so the theme is like fall music, but I'm personally kind of rediscovering a music taste since I now finally have Spotify Premium for the first time in 4 years.
Yes!
So
that's a big day.
It's huge.
Huge. So while these songs may not be inherently fall, they are, like, I've heard them in the fall, and now currently my music taste is tied, all music is tied to fall. And also the first one is a reflection to my musical past, in that growing up I only had like 5 CDs in my family car, which I like kind of forgot about this until recently, and one of them was a John Denver CD, and it's still in my car, and here's John Denver.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. If I had a day that I could give you, I'd give to you a day just like today. And if I had a song that I could sing for you, I'd sing a song to make you feel this way. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. So lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. If I had a tale that I could tell you. I'd tell a tale sure to make you smile. If I had a wish that I could wish for you, I'd make a wish for sunshine. Shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. Sunshine almost all the time makes me high. Sunshine almost all.
This is the pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe.
When you're driving, drive at a safe speed, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians.
It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections.
When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals.
A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Let's go. That goes out to the guy that almost hit me the other day in the intersection by the library.
It's dangerous.
I hope he's listening today.
That goes out to you. Okay, that was Sunshine on My Shoulders by John Denver. And next we have Love in the Time of Socialism by Yellow House.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah. Okay. Enjoy.
Cafe de Flore, but the
things lose all their meaning and allure. If you're not there to witness the grandeur, one could take my love away. Congo, revolutionaries in Cuba, perhaps we'll build a home in the shadows of the forest, along the east coast or the west coast. I forget where we decided. As long as I'm with you and we do it, I could trade the views in for any palette. Nothing can take my love away. No, nothing can take my love away.
And smoke on my collars, rings on my friend's left hands. Darker the days, understanding the ways that I left town to hurt your feelings. Oh, I don't really know you anymore. Telephone calls, bills in my wallet, rings on my friend's left hands. Whiskey and glasses poured out in ounces while I was praying for clouds. Oh, I don't really know you anymore. On my friend's left hands. Money for gas, cigarettes for my cash, and receipts in my glove box too. Oh, I don't really know you anymore. Oh, I don't really know you.
Yay! That was I Don't Really by Andy Schoaf, question mark. And before that was Love in the Time of Socialism by Yellow House.
Yeah, I hope you're enjoying my pick so far. to offer a little bit of insight on how my life has changed since listening to music,
I think that it brings a lot of joy to just like have sounds going on. And I used to think that like you couldn't think while you were listening to music because mm-hmm. you had to listen. And now I sort of like having music playing as I think, because I think it deepens the thoughts. and also I was talking about this with someone recently about like how we attach like memories to things.
Yeah.
And that's like, I kind of like music is interesting, and like I didn't really like have memories with music, but now it's like yeah. certain songs make me like think of things and like feel things, and like I also love to dance. So music is cool.
And I wish you threw a techno song.
Oh my god, wait. Maybe we can do a techno episode.
A techno episode.
I'm also like, I didn't include it this time, but I love techno music.
Like unironically.
Like unironically.
I don't think
you
I have anything
to Paris. And you came back.
Well, we went to a techno party last night.
Best time of my life. Fucking. Oops. I'm so sorry. I was gonna say I loved us. Mitzi was like, you can't curse, and I was like, so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's a family show. It's a family show.
But yes, next. And yeah, techno music is cool. All music's cool. I feel like I like music.
Yeah. Well, have you discovered any new genres or techno mainly?
No. I would say I'm not listening to techno like 24/7, but I like how it can like simulate an experience. Like if you're like blasting at full volume into your ears, you can like sort of like put yourself outside of your body, which I like.
Aren't you two choreographing a dance right now?
We are. TDC.
Mm-hmm. What's the mashup again?
Oh my god.
I think you should end with the mashup.
The first part is clean.
Yeah, we can play that.
I can play the first part. I think, well, once it gets to the... Okay, so we're doing a TDC that is a mashup of Nicki Minaj and Noah Kahan musical stylings. Mm-hmm.
Because
have you heard? I don't think.
I haven't heard it. But what's it? It's called.
It's called Thick Season.
Thick Season.
Because it is the thick season, you know.
The season of the thicks.
We're getting to Thanksgiving. We're gonna, you know.
Yeah.
Getting ready for the hibernation season. I meant to talk about this on my show last time, but. Did you guys see the winner of Fat Bear Week?
I was about to say, did you vote for a bear?
Yes. The one I was voting for didn't win.
Which one
won?
Had
like some number. I don't remember. But the winner...
One of them was really skinny, and I just don't understand why he was included.
That is not in the spirit.
I
also have realized recently that hibernation was not what I thought it was.
It's all a lie.
It's all a lie.
Well, they say like it's like they hibernate, and like they're eating all of this because they like don't wake up. Like, isn't that the hibernation you were sold?
No, that was the hibernation I was sold, but I just, like, they wouldn't survive if they didn't.
But when did you realize that? Because for me, it was last week.
Well, I watched a lot of nature documentaries growing up, so I've always known the truth about hibernation,
That makes sense.
But they do sell you that they just, like, go into a cave and sleep all winter long.
You just, like, feast, and then you sleep.
No, it's because in winter, there's, like, the food sources are so sparse.
Yeah, but I guess it's so it's more just like hoarding, less like intense sleeping for months.
Yeah,
which I guess I kind of do in the winter. I nest.
Okay, the Fat Bear champion is named Grazer.
Grazer. Oh,
wait! I think he's the one that's not that chunky. Look at him.
They put a crown on his butt.
Look at him. He's not.
I know there were definitely some fatter ones.
There were definitely.
I don't understand how that happens. Heavy is the rump that wears the crown. Congrats to our 2023 Fat Bear Week champion.
I love the bears that, like, win year after year. They're recurring champions.
The popular ones. It's so funny. They have no idea. Should I play part of this?
Yeah, give the people a taste.
But can you only play six season?
It's mixed.
Yeah, but what part gets explicit?
It starts with the clean version of a Nicki Minaj song, Did It On Him, and then it says, Did It On Him, and then a mashup with that, with Homesick by Noah Kahan. And then, but the second part is the mashup of Stick Season Only by Nicki Minaj, but that song is explicit, so I can't play it on the radio.
How long is this choreographed dance?
It's like 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Wait, how do I see?
I can't wait to see it.
This
join
might
the
make,
club.
I think I'm going to figure this out and maybe play it when we come back. I don't know why.
What if we end with
it? Oh, your channel. Oh, wait. Oh,
go out on Dick Season.
We might have to.
I don't know why it's not here. I'll figure it out and come back. Oh, but next is Mona Lisa by Dan and Drum.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Angles
Yay. That was, I always say yay when I first get on. I don't know why. I'm just so excited. That was Angelina by Pine Grove. And before that was Mona Lisa by Dan and Drum. Yeah. So we have come to the end of our episode.
No.
It went by so fast.
That's what happens when you're gabbing with friends.
When you're having a good time. Oh, well, this is Bitsy. And you have been listening. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
Yeah. Mm.
What's your show called?
Itsy Bitsy Spider Time. Yay. Tune in every other Friday. So not next week, but 2 weeks. I know. But still tune in to whoever has this. I forget the name of the other show that I alternate with. Yeah. Thank you both for coming on.
Thanks for having
us. This is the highlight of my week.
Yay! Coming in soon. Techno episode coming soon.
Oh my god. I cannot wait to listen.
Can we do like a techno jazz collab episode?
Oh yeah. Yeah, because I was going to do a jazz episode. Because that's my genre that I'm into, but don't tell people about.
I think that's less embarrassing than
techno. We'll collab. Should I go one half techno, one half jazz? Or should we go back and forth?
I think every other song.
Okay, lit.
I think you play two songs at the same time. Like, in two segments.
I make mashups.
Oh, or that too.
Yeah, yeah.
My you become a DJ. You take the worst character arc a person can take and you become a DJ.
This is so much fun.
Guys, I'm taking the 7-hour train again for this episode.
Please. I couldn't figure out how to get my mix up on my computer, but
so we could sing it for you.
Oh, wait, actually no, wait, let me set up the no, it's sent to my email. Okay, should I give them a sneak peek?
Give them a sneak peek.
This is my want. This is my DJing skills, and then I'll play you out. I hope if a person, wait, I don't know if I can. Okay.
We'll see what happens.
I'm kind of scared to play it. I'll skip the first, the like audio.
Yeah, we accidentally baked
it. Idea when you think you.
Oh, is it playing?
Oh, I can give you an idea. Oh, I can give you an idea.
This is so good.
I think that just played through our headphones, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, that was so good.
I took my headphones off and I don't think anything was playing.
Oh my god, we just transcended.
Well, they missed out if they couldn't hear it. That was incredible.
My DJing skills.
The fact that you intro Noah Kahn into that mix with, I mean, because I grew up in New England. Oh,
it flows beautifully.
So good.
Okay. I've been going so back and forth about the last song to play.
What are you in between?
I'm in between Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac or Jigsaw Falling Into Place by Radiohead.
Jigsaw Falling Into Place by Radiohead.
Okay, that's what I was also going for. Okay. Jigsaw Falling Into Place by Radiohead. Enjoy.
As you write my number down, just as the drinks arrive.